Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time for the best of the weekend with Zach Wolchuk. Now, here he is, the Woolly Bully himself. Zach.
Thank you. So we were talking about our travel stories. We got back at the wee hours of Saturday morning. I think we landed 5:30 a.m. at DFW.
Yeah.
We kind of attempted to sleep a little bit at the airport. I know Eric tried. I don't know if you guys actually got any Z's at the airport. Broadus, I know you did not. You seem like you're not a guy that sleeps well on planes, unless it's that first-class Saudi Arabia treatment.
Oh, no. Yeah, if you can lay me flat and then, like, yeah, that whole thing, that's the best way to do it. But it was funny because I was going to try and trade seats. Remember, we were sitting there.
Yeah.
And I had this dude next to me that, him and his girlfriend were right across the aisle from each other. So I knew that he wasn't going to trade seats with you, you know, to try and put us all in one row. But my man, he was a basketball player because he was like, we had three big dudes, him, me in the middle, and then Eric on the other side. So I was trying to kind of stay in my space.
Oh, that's a tough sleep right
there. I was tough. And then basketball guy, he kicked his right leg into my shin.
Oh, no.
And I mean, like, and then so now I feel like, okay, I got to move over a little further, you know, kind of a thing. But, man, there were three big guys in that one row.
I lucked out. I had, like, a 12-year-old kid to my right.
Did you?
Oh, it was nice.
I was okay. The guy sitting next to me didn't move at all. I kind of just stayed to myself. By the time we sat down, honestly, I didn't care about the switch, but I was prepared. I didn't buckle up. And then they sit and Broadus goes, we got a couple. This ain't happening.
Yeah, once I noticed, because they came on the plane together and he helped her with her bags. And he was, unless he was mad at her or something, but he wasn't going to switch seats with you.
Well, the reason I bring this up is last night, the LA Sparks, the women's WNBA team, yeah, they ended up getting stuck in the D.C. airport, had to sleep in the airport.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Last night. On Twitter, one of their players, Nika Gwumike, she revealed in the early hours of the morning that their flight out of Washington, D.C. was canceled. There wasn't enough hotel rooms available for the entire travel party. So she said, quote, we're roaming the airport. First time in my 11 seasons that I've ever had to sleep in the airport based on travel. It was only a matter of time. Half of us are sleeping at the airport. Half of us are at a hotel. There weren't enough rooms after our flight got delayed, then canceled at 1 a.m. It's now 1:44, and we're here till 9 a.m. So I don't know if how anybody sleeps in the airport. It's not exactly comfortable, but I think there is a point where you get so tired.
So are they playing tonight? I need to make a wager against them.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone go out and bet against the LA Sparks because half the team did not get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I think at some point, though, and I experienced this Friday night and into Saturday, it doesn't matter how uncomfortable the surroundings are. I could pretty much sleep anywhere. I have a hard time falling asleep under normal circumstances, but once you're about 8 hours past when you should be sleeping, boom. I fell asleep and woke up, and I had, like, my foot crammed down into some part of the underseat ahead of me, and I was like, man, normally I would not be able to sleep like this, but I was out of there.
See, that's the whole thing is about, you know, you talk about, like you said, that it matters if you who's around you. Like, if you have kids around you, like, if you have to have the noise
flight there,
it was tough because those kids were just not having it.
Oh, and they turned the volume up in their headphones so much that you can hear it.
Well, no, it's more like that was happening. The crying part. I mean, I had my headphones on, and I could still hear it. And then, you know, you're kind of struggling with all that noise and stuff. And it reminded me of, like, traveling with Ben. And I'm like, oh, please don't cry. Please don't cry.
I have a baby currently, so I have more sympathy.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. But, I mean, I feel bad.
I still have sympathy. But I feel for those parents.
The thing about it is I've sat in rows with folks that, like, okay, like a husband and wife or girlfriend, boyfriend thing. And the husband, boyfriend guy always sits next to me. Like, you don't put, Like, he doesn't put his wife between us, so it'd be like more room, you know, for everybody. But he's probably thinking, oh, well, this dude, I don't want him like
creeping
on my wife or girlfriend.
Oh, makes sense. And so, you do look like the kind.
But that's what I'm saying. Put the smaller person in the middle. Yeah. Always put the smaller person in the middle if you're traveling. That way, everybody kind of is in that in a comfortable environment.
I hear you.
Hey, 972 saying the Sparks don't actually play tonight, so they might have the night off, then they play tomorrow. So maybe they can get back to L.A. and actually
Did you guys keep hearing the announcements in the L.A. airport?
I wasn't paying attention.
Their airport shuts down.
Oh, the masks.
To 5 a.m.
Midnight to 5 a.m. Yeah, so they kick everybody out of the airport. So I wonder if the Sparks had to get special permission to hang out, because I know at LAX they round everybody up.
Yeah.
And if you're waiting on a flight or something like that, they're like, they're taking you out. Like, you could get arrested.
469 text, and I had to sleep in the airport last month at 7.5 months pregnant. It sucks. Oh. That would be horrible.
It shouldn't be illegal. No. I've paid so much money, and you, by the mistakes of you, you're not here on time, or you don't have the crew on time. Where is my bed?
I agree.
Certainly somewhere. You should have like hangers full of beds for these events. It just it's horrible how the paying flight passenger just gets crapped on.
You have rights as a passenger to sue the airlines and get your refund, your ticket get completely refunded. So you could go and if you're in an airport or you're on the ground, say like those planes that go on the taxiway for like, you know, 4 or 5 hours out there, they hold out there in those ground stop stuff, you have a right to go and get the compensation back for your ticket.
Traveling with Brian's fun. I mean, he gets so into this. He is he's a savant when it comes to traveling. Now, other best of the weekends, is there any reason you guys would miss your own wedding? Any reason at all? Job related,
miss
life related.
I woke up. I'm out of the spell. The spell's over with.
It's done.
Clock struck midnight.
I see what happened.
No, I mean, if you're planning on canceling the wedding, yes. Like where Lucius is going, I've decided I don't want to marry this lady.
Sure. Okay, that's fair.
But that's the only acceptable reason.
So we've had a footballer. He missed his own wedding day in order to finalize a transfer to a new team. Malmo star Mohamed Bouyateré wasn't there on his big day, as he was agreeing to a different type of contract instead. And he also, at 27 years old, wanted to make sure that paycheck went through as he linked up with the squad and finalized his transfer to a new team, then quickly met his wife at the altar afterwards to finalize their wedding. So he's like, honey, hold on. I'm not going to be at the wedding to start. I got to finalize my transfer over to my new football team. I'm going to arrive late.
You know, if it's a big career move and there's no possible replacement for it, I could see it. Obviously, you need her blessing. And, you know, she's probably given a big thumbs up to career advancement, you know. So, shoot, I still think you could ask the club to delay this process.
And your agent, don't you have an agent that knows, hey, he's getting married today. Can we do this tomorrow, or could we have done this yesterday?
Well, I don't know the transfer window rules. Is if you didn't have it done maybe that afternoon or that day, that it wouldn't have gone through?
Oh, there's like a transfer deadline?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know the transfer rules.
That could be the case.
That maybe you absolutely had to have it done at this time, because when that window closes, if you do it the next day, you're stuck. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian broke the internet again this weekend. This time it's not a sex tape.
Pete Davidson, huh?
But yeah, her and Pete Davidson, she got enough of the BDE, and she's moving on, as Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are no longer together. Kanye West was loving this as he put out a fake New York Times picture that said Skeet Davidson dead at age 28.
Unbelievable theater, what's been going on there, man. Just a wild thing. And for whatever reason, Pete's got some charm. And it won't be long before there's another mega starlet that he's tied to.
It's fantastic.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Some great text coming in here. But we got the Wooly Bullies Top 10 at 420 coming up next, because at 420 today, we're going to have Rangers GM Chris Young join us. Our training camp coverage continues. It's brought to you by Metter Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Twin Peaks. CY coming up at 420. Top 10 with Wooly Bully coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.